living on the tree. When there are some fruits and
shade,
and he is quite green, having fruits and everything, then birds are there. Anyhow, if the tree is dry, then they will fly to other trees. The animals, mriga means?
Deer.
They are living in a very beautiful jungle,
forest,
as we went there to see the trees. Very beautiful trees. Valley was so green, so... But we should not saw any fruit tree. No flowers like Giriraj Govardhan, Beli, Chameli, Jui and all others. And all kinds of fruits, jackfruit, mango, kadamba and so many fruits. And beautiful green. So, if there is fire in that forest, all go to another forest. Dattnacha, jaro bhukta ratim istriyam. And the persons who are lusty, they are friendship with women only for some days. And they will give up. So Uddhava, can you tell that Krishna was not like so? And we are also not like so. Our love and affection was but very pure, having no self-interest, no sense gratification, both were pure. Then how it became like so, that Krishna went and we have been separated? If there is pure prem, devotion, everything, no self-interesting, not a smell of that is there. But how? Can you tell? Uddhava began to do like this. He has no answer. He could not tell anything. Uddhava, you cannot tell. Krishna cannot tell himself. That black cannot tell. Uddhava, you have no such training. Why is he came? Now you are weeping? I think that he will also be weeping there. Why is he came? In the meantime, one gopi came, one the most prominent gopi, lying down on the
lotus stem.
And she was not in senses. He caught some sense and he saw in his heart that Krishna has left us and gone to Madhupuri. But we know that Krishna cannot live without woman, without any kishori. He cannot live. She saw in his heart that, oh, lakhs and lakhs Jadavi, Kshatriyani, Kishoris, newly married, are loving Krishna and Krishna is loving them. One has become angry and Krishna apologizing. Again, she is happy and then again another. She is doing this. So he becomes so angry in mood. Manavati. And then he began to tell Shisha that black bee came. And he thought that the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika is like a lotus, very fragrant. And for Madhu, honey, he wanted to sit there. Srimati thought that. He is not bee. He is some dut of
messenger
of Krishna. And he was singing, humming. No,
humming.
She saw that, she understood that. She went to touch my feet, like Krishna used to touch her feet. He became so angry and told, "Oh, at once go away from here. No samjhota.
Compromise.
No compromise at all. If he can give up us, we can also give up him. So he has given up us, we have also given up. Why to compromise? No compromise. Or we see that he has sent you to compromise. But how to compromise? You are very foolish. And also same time you are so much apavitra.
Impure.
We know that in Mathura there is a big shop. Very big, big shop. And there is so much wine there. So much. Wholesale dealer. And see Madhupati, the master of Madhu, that sala, Madhu sala, meant that.
Wine
shop.
Wine sala.
Dokan.
Wine shop.
Little more, I can hear. Wine shop. Wholesale dealer is that black person. Oh, we see that you are her servant here, and you have come to. He understood. I know. Why you are doing like apologizing and doing so, and you are checking my lot of things on your head. We know. You want to cheat us again? You can. We have cheated once. But now you are so wise, you were not defeated. Go on. Go on from here.
Go on.
At once, don't touch, because you are so impure. Oh, you are telling that I am not impure? Yes, certainly you are impure. What is in your business? Why it is yellow? Where you go? He told that. And he was hammering and humming, and they were understanding gopis. What Swami means? I'm pure. Nothing here. But naturally our beast is
yellow.
I went to a flower which was yellow color. And that parag.
Pollen.
Huh?
Pollen.
And this came out here. So nothing. It is your thing? No. You are telling lies. We cannot believe you actually. May I tell? He was hanging. Oh, you are telling that you should reply? Fine. Then we are telling. You have seated on the Banmala of Krishna, that black person. And when Krishna embraced any Jadavi, Jadavi, you know, wife of any Jadav. And the color Kumkum came on your garland. And it was so sweet and so fragrant and so deep color that you sat on that, and it is coming from there. Go away. At once go away. Don't delay. At once you go.
we know that you are foolish and your master is like you. One day the very powerful any Yadav will see the fact and then may take revenge from Krishna. You have no etiquette, so we think that your Swami is like you. We know him very well. Then again, he went some way, and again he said, you are praying me, you cannot, what, keep me, you are telling that you should be very, you should be prasanna, you should be pleased to him. He is so sacred and pious and he wants his love and affection for you are so pure. He remembers you always. So you should have some compromise with him. Gopi told him, no, never compromise. Go away from here. We have heard of three persons, black persons. One in Treta Yuga. He was called as Ram. He was so black, outer and inner. He went to forest to obey his father. And he became like Sadhu. But he took his bow and arrow also. And he took his wife also. And he went to forest. There, anyone has told his wife. You know that Surpanakha once went there. She made a very beautiful shape. So beautiful. And told Ram that I want to be your wife. You should marry me. Ram told that my wife is with me, Sita. My brother has no wife here, so you can go and marry her. When she went there, Lakshman told that I am servant of this Ram. He is king, I am servant. So if you will marry me, then you will have to be servant, made servant. And if you will marry Ram, then you will be queen. So you should go to them. Again she went to Ram and Ram told again that I promise that I cannot marry anyone giving up Sita. So you should go, my young daughter. Again she went, again he told that, are you want to be queen or not? You want to be Dasimalli? He is telling that I cannot marry. But her father has 363 wives. No harm? Or for father having so many wives? So Ram can marry you. No harm? There will be two queens, no harm. But if you marry me, then you will have to suffer all this. So you should go. Again she went. Ram told to go to younger brother. He became angry and he took a bed, very big. She understood that if I will take Sita in my mouth and I will eat, then Ram will surely marry me. So he began to catch Sita, and Sita was dipping. Said me, Ram at once had done some ishara,
signal
to Lakshman, and Lakshman cut off. He chose when? Why Ramchandra did so? Gopis are telling. He was a lusty person and he used to show outwardly that he was not lusty. If he had told her, it was his dose,
fault.
that how beautiful he was. It was not beautiful, no question of origin. Women, very thorough, innocent. If they will see any beautiful thing, they want to take it. So Srupanakha was like, very innocent woman. She saw you so beautiful and she told her, but why you cut his nose and this? After that, Sita told that, bring that deer. That was marriage. I want to give it donation to charity to Kaikeyi Ma or Bharat. And if it is not caught, then kill him and bring his chain. I will give it to Bharat, that on that he will sit and do bhajan. Anyway, once Lakshman told that it is not a deer, he is a very big demon. But Sita again told, oh, bring. And at last, what happened? Sita was stolen. And big fight there. So, we know that Ram made a friendship with Sugriv. His wife also lost. His elder brother had taken up his wife because she was so big. And what Ramchandra had also lost his wife. Anyone has taken? So Ramchandra made friendship with Sugriv, that you should bring my wife, you should help me to bring my wife. At last, Bali was killed and his wife came to Sugriv. And after that, Ram killed Raman and Sugriv helped him. So both are lusty. I know one also black person. Who is he? Vamandev. He was so big, but he took the shape of very Vaman Anguli finger. 1 minute 52. And he asked 3 steps of earth. And he promised to give, but when he used to measure, he became so tall and took everything. Bhurbhuvah Svah Mahajana Tapa, each Brahmand, and for third step, nothing was there. Then he, Pali Maharaj told, that take my this whole body, I am giving up you. After that, Vamandev
bound him
in Nagpash.
Snake rope.
And he was then with it. Why he did so? So this is also black person. We have done nothing to compromise. Uddhava was watching all this. Oh, so much separation move. I have never heard, never seen. There are so many slokes. I have given only outline of some one or two. If my master is so impure and you cannot do compromise, then why you are taking only his name and you are telling the past tense of that black person? That is the thing. We can give up Krishna, that black person, but we cannot give up his past tense. We know that any should one should not take chant his name, black person's name. Those who want to be happy in this world with their family, they should not chant
that Krishna name. And don't hear, don't try to hear all these things. Because if you will hear and chant that name, you will give up your home. Give up your wife, your husband, your sons, everything in this world and become like birds here and there. So don't hear. So why you are doing? This is the thing. We cannot give up this. So, Uddhava saw and began to pray. That I've never seen, never felt, never realized a frame like this. And he began to pray. Asamaho charana renu jusamaham vrindavane kimap kulmalatau sadina jastustajana sajana arja patanche hitva veje mukunda padavim sutibhit munibhigyan. Aho asamaho charana renu jusamaham. Uddhava is telling, praying. That is in whole world. Gopis are so much high, more than Krishna. He could not pray for the Charna Raja. Lotus feet of Krishna, they are praying for the to have dust of Gopis love. If it is found, my life is successful. Otherwise not. So I want to take the dust of gopis, lotus feet. And that is why we want to be grass in Vrindavan, anywhere in Vrindavan. Especially near Vansivar, near Surya Kunda, anywhere in Radha Kunda, Bhandirvat. Especially in Radha Kunda nearby. I want to be a grass, not trees, not anything. That gopis will walk over and the dust of gopis will come here. Especially when they are going to meet Krishna, and that is called avishar. If you will have the dust, then my whole life will be successful. Bande nanda prajay stinam padrenum abhiksnasa jasang hari kathod gita punati puanat. Oh, I'm not qualified for this. I'm so wretched, unqualified for this. So I want to only do pranam to lotus feet, dust. I want to pray one dust of
particle
of gopi dust. One. What is one that dust? Any prominent gopi. And who is prominent? Srimati Radhika. So he is praying to lotus dust of, one dust of Srimati Radhika. Bande nanda brajai srinam padrinum abhiksnasa. For lakhs and lakhs births I want to pray. Because the pastime between gopis and Krishna, if anyone see here in by the air, in whole world they can make pure. And this is the prayojan of Pratipadya Vastu of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pratipadya?
Conclusion
of Srimad Bhagavatam. This gopi prem. And this gopi prem is prayojan, and this is sadhya fall. We will explain it to that class. Gradually we will go to there. This kind of prem, affection, never heard whole world, not in Vedas, not in Upanishad, not in other Puranas. Only for this Srimad Bhagavat was manifested. Only for this. The gopis' love, affection to Krishna was highest. So, we want to serve gopis. So gopis, we want to be servant of gopis. And this thing is our goal. How to serve Krishna like gopis? This frame is highest. And this should be the goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda. In dialogue we will see it is very good. Gaur Premananda. Prem has two things. Two aspects. Milan,
meeting
and separation. Like when Krishna was in Vrindavan, was meeting with all Brajavasi, and when he went to Mathura, then separation would come. Srimati always like a man. Always fears, separation moves there. But we know that in meeting, we have no idea of inner. Inner something we lose. And in separation, first, we have more things. We cannot see outer, but inner then. So always meeting and meeting. Always thinking of where Krishna? How Krishna? How can I be? Where Krishna? Where Krishna? Always meeting with Krishna in inner. And outsidely we see, are meeting with Krishna, no inspiration in inner side. So sadhak should be like this. If any one is sadhak, and not lamenting that, oh Krishna, where you are, then it is not really a sadhana. We are not seeing Krishna, we are not meeting Krishna. So, oh Krishna, where you are? Both are in this Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Radha and Krishna meeting. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Separate. Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna. This is separation. So when we will do this, then we will think that, oh Krishna has gone Mathura. Then from Vrindavan. Oh Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is lamenting there in Mathura and Dwarka for Braj Gopis and Braj
Arjuna.
And here Radhika and all Brajvasi are feeling separation from Krishna. In the same way, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, this is separation mode. No? So we should like to feel. We are taking, drinking, making merry here, there, making money, all these things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If there are so many persons, then we can dance and laugh and so. And if there are none, oh, no video, no any audience, then we should not chant more and we should not jump and do this. What is this? Haridas Thakur alone living, jumping, dancing, rolling down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And we, I tell that, oh video wala, come to me, and where I will dance, you should take my photo, I will give you so much money. And then you propagate everywhere. When we are in room, so lottery press, then we don't take mala, and when we go to any place, here and there, then we take mala, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna. Oh, how are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And give money. Where is your pranami? Dakshina? This is not. So we should chant always like this. Then it is bona fide harinam, otherwise nama aparad. And if it is good, then it is nama bhag. And after that we have relation to Krishna, Gurudev will give relation in diksha. What is the relation with Krishna? Gurudev himself does not know all these things, what are the relation with him. We are not qualified to hear anything, Srimad Bhagavatam. Only we will read Gita, first and second chapter. We are not physical bodies. But have a ego to all, that I am so learned. Then how he can do? If he want to Learn all these things, go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu earning. Any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
associate.
And go and take the fruit, thus remnants, bhaktapada dhuli ar bhaktapada jal. Bhakta bhukta says 18 sadhana nirbal. If you want Krishna bhakti, then you should have to three things. Krishna charanamrita is not so powerful. The charanamrita of Vaishnava are more powerful. Remnants of Krishna is called Mahaprasad, but the remnant of any bona fide Vaishnava is called Mahaprasad. And the Bani words, these are the remnants of that bhakta. We should take all this in our heart. Then these are sadhana. So we should try to follow. Have a relation with Krishna. What is the relation? It will come from diksha. Dibdam jnanam jado dat dhyati kuryat papasya svanchana.
One
giving mantra, I will give air in your...
Yes.
This is not diksha. So big fire, yajna was done. And 100 pins of ghee was there. Swaha, Om Narayanaya Swaha. This is Nadu. All ego, lust, desire, sense gratification, all will go up. Where there is, we are chanting Hare Krishna, but we have envy to anyone. This is not Harinam. But it is offense. So we should know all these things. And then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. How we should chant? Namami Nandanandanam. Namami Nandanandanam. Namami Nandanandanam. Namami Nandanandanam. will have to do. Krishna like this, whole day and night. Not only management here, there. If you want to please Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Rup Goswami, Sanatana, and our beloved Gurudev. Gurudev only wants. Disciple tells that, what service I can do? He will tell you, oh, Namami Nandana, Nandana, Namami Nandana, Nandana. Gurudev wants these things, not money, not anything, no pratistha, nothing. If he wants anything other than this, he is actually no guru, no bona fide guru. He is a businessman. We should not try to go to businessmen. We should go to Akinchan Dinhin Vaishnava Guru. Akinchan, you know? Only Krishna Prem he is done. Money is Krishna Prem. Nothing else. So, we should try to do all. Then what we should do? Well, not only Krishna. Krishna is half, Srimati Radhika is half, and both are one. So what should we do? Munindra Binda Vandite Triloka Toga Harini Prasanna Vanya Bangade Nikunda Muni Ramini Prajendra Bhanu Nandini Prajendra Sunu Sangate Sada Karisha Niyama Vipasata Sabhajana. Oh Radhika, well, then you will do merciful to me. I want only sprinkle. Your mercy sprinkle only I want. Oh Radhike, if you are not merciful to me, I cannot be saved. I will die. I don't know what is the mercy of Krishna. Krishna will come and tell that what you want. I want to give you any benediction. Then you will do Namami Nanda Nandana. Then the real devotees, what he wants to Krishna from Krishna, then he tells Asoka Bhiksha Vallari Dipana Manda Pashtite I want only to be the Palladasi, maid servant of Srimati Radhika. If you are so much pleased to me and want to give me any benediction, that I know you cannot do without her help. You cannot give anything without her help. Because he has so much benedictions in his hands, less and less benedictions. I know that you cannot be controlled. But if Srimati Radhika will have to give benediction that Krishna should be controlled by you, you will be controlled, I know. So hoi shyama sundara shikhanda shekhar smirahat
murali manu
Radhika rasika mangripanje swapriya charana sankari guru. Oh Krishna, if you are so much merciful to me, then you should make me palladasi of Srimati Radhika, Radhika and only Radhika. I am of Radhika. You should be merciful and tell Srimati Radhika, request Radhika. He should take my name. Srimati Radhika should take my name in his register, in her register, that from today you are my servant. I only want you. Makheswari Kriyeswari Sari, 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 I know Srimati Radhika is who? Makheshwari, Kriyeshwari, Sudheshwari, Trived Bhartheshwari, Praman Sarsaneshwari, Rameshwari, Kshameshwari, Pramod Kaneshwari. You should know the meaning of all these words. Nanna is like Srimati Radhika. He is Ishwari of all. He is Ishwari of Krishna himself. No? So, if try to do bhajan like this in this way, these are the ways to do bhajan. You should know who I am. So there must be some relation, and it comes from diksha initiation. Actually this, there are two kinds of
initiation.
One by giving false word. False word means kya?
Mundane word.
Mundane word. Those that not practice, really they have not realized Radha and Krishna and that mantra, then it is false word. And when really he has
realized
by practices, lakh and lakh but years. And he has served his Gurudev. And actually his Gurudev was Gurudev. Then he will be bona fide Vaishnava. And he can give that initiation. At once he will realize who I am. Who is Krishna? A relationship comes. Then always tears in eyes. Apple nut dry. These are diksha. So we should try to serve bona fide Guru, Vaishnava, Sadguru, and that comes in this life. Like, you know, Swamiji came from India, and in a very short time, everyone is used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Give him up wine, wife, and wealth, everything. Left and left devotees became, in no time, where he went and where he looked, everyone became Vaishnava. This is bona fide devotee. But we are not following actually him. He wanted only to save all the persons from worldly miseries, birth and death. He has come to give these things. But now we want money. Money, 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 money. How it can be? Well, this, actually this, bhakti, when wealth will come, it will disappear. If you want to serve him, then we'll have to know that even a single
farthing
should be spent in that thing for which we are collecting. And if we will do half and half percent,
50-50.
Or 75% for us and 25% them, or more than this, we will take everything, only something will be given to deities and to devotees and to Gurudev, then we will go to hell. It is very hard to digest it. Don't try to hajam karna.
Digest
for your own what you are
own interest.
We are going to grihastha Vaishnavas, rich persons. Oh, we need some for mandir, or we need for all these things to serve my Gurudev, my Vaishnava. And really we were taking and using in
self-interest.
Then what will be? Krishna knows it.
He knows.
Where he is spending, then offense will be done. So we should try to be very calm, quiet, and having no interest, giving ourselves to Krishna. A person is giving for the benefit of Krishna, and we are using, what will be the result?
Go to hell.
So we should know all these things. In our time, we have seen that we went to beg from door to door, and I got from morning to evening 5 rupees. I'm telling a day before 55 years when I joined. I saw that I had 4 rupees 80 paisa. I used to bake